Blog Talk Radio.
The New Radio Church of God with Apostle Yeshua, preparing a people for God's kingdom, teaching and expounding the simple truth of your Bible. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Apostle Yeshua.
And greetings, friends and brethren. A lot of people out there have been deceived into believing and accepting wrong and erroneous ideas and concepts about who are really the children of Israel. Are they the Jews or the so-called Ethiopian Jews? There seems to be a lot of confusion about who really are the children of Israel. Many blacks believe that they are Israel, like the Yahwehs, for example. They even claim Jesus was black, and most of the patriarchs in the Bible. What about the so-called state of Israel? Are they just Jews, or do they comprise the whole of Israel, as they claim? It's about time you understand the simple truth of the matter. The Bible explains that God chose the ancient nation of Israel to be his people. We read this in Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. However, he chose all 12 tribes, not just the tribe of Judah, which are the ancestors of the Jewish people. Chapters 9 through 24 of the book of Exodus record how God freed the Israelites from their bondage, slavery to the Egyptians. Although God has no favorites or shows favoritism when it comes to people, as you find in Acts 10:34, he selected Israel as his model nation. They were to show the world the physical blessings that are reaped when God's law is obeyed. But the Israelites did not follow God, failed and refused to obey him. They rebelled and sinned. Instead of following the one true God, they followed the many pagan gods that the surrounding nations worshipped. The nation of Israel eventually split into two nations, the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Because of their sins, God allowed the house of Israel to be taken into captivity by the Assyrians from 720 through 718 BC. While in slavery, the house of Israel became lost to history. Then during 604 to 585 BC, the Babylonians took Judah into captivity, destroying the Temple of Jerusalem. After 70 years, the Jews were allowed to return to Jerusalem and the surrounding region. Later, the rebuilding of Jerusalem and the Temple began. But the Jews continued to disobey God. They forsook many of his laws and replaced them with man-made rules and codes, which resulted in Judaism. As we read in Matthew 15, verses 1 through 9, and in Mark 7, verses 1 through 13. And of course, my friends, this is why Jesus had the encounters with the Pharisees, because what they began to do, they began to include the books of the Talmud, which was all an oral, of what they believed was supposed to be, you know, the things that they were supposed to do. And in fact, many of the things that they, according to their, doctrines and whatnot, were against the Bible. In other words, they put the law of Moses and everything on the side, and then they began creating ideas and rules on how, the Jews should be, and that became Zionism. That's the Zionist movement, which is basically, my friends, an offshoot of the Illuminati and the Freemasons. So these Zionist Jews, that were the descendants of the Pharisees, actually became the Jews that nowadays, they read all books like the Kabbalah, the Talmud, and the Zohar, and so they are doing things completely against what God instructed Moses. The rebellion led to Jesus Christ declaring, therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. You find this in Matthew 21, verse 43. Instead of physical Israel receiving the promise of the kingdom of God, it was to be given to spiritual Israel, God's church. This church now consists of a few called out ones, as we find in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, and in Revelation 18, verse 4. In Galatians 3, the Apostle Paul explains, and if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. 29. Those in God's church are Abraham's seed, his children. This makes them heirs to the original promise that was given to him. At Christ's return from heaven, the church will marry Christ and be his chosen bride, as we read in Revelation 19, verses 7 through 9. However, Hosea 2, Ezekiel 36, and Zechariah chapters 12 through 14 show that God has not completely removed the promise from physical Israel. These chapters explain that if they repent from their rebellion against God, they can once again be his people. At the establishment of the kingdom or physical Israel, that's the house of Israel and Judah, will obey God and be the model nation to the world as he had originally planned and intended, according to Zechariah 8. Spiritual Israel, the church, will at that time be immortal, composed of spirits, and will be ruling with Christ over the nations, according to Revelation 2, verse 26, Revelation 3, 21, Revelation 5, 10, Revelation 20, verses 4 through 6. In this wonderful world to come, the nation of Israel will once again be God's chosen nation. They will fulfill the job and receive the blessings God has set aside for them 3,500 years ago. So let's look a little bit into the scripture to get more detail about what really has happened to the Jews. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, we find, beginning in verse 26, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, that is me, Jeshurun, who rise upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee? O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the word of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. So you see, a situation where these people claiming that they're Israelites, and they're really liars, because they're not Israel. You know, I hate to burst the black people's bubble, but they're not Israel. Common sense tells you, you know, that God will not create a chosen nation out of dark people. You know, what communion has darkness with light? This may sound racist, but it is not really. You know, it's just common sense. You know, God is light. So therefore, his people have to be white and light, not black. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. I'm sorry if this offends anyone, but it's a fact. Christ was not black, neither is God black either. Okay? So please don't try to control the world now by claiming that now you black people are Israelites, because that is nonsense and it's silliness. There's nothing in the Bible that says anything about that. So now I want you to turn with me, and you know, of course, Julie loves that theory because she loves black people. She believes that the black men are, you know, Israelites. And that's why she has a connection with the 777, which is what these people claim. Let's read what Ezekiel says in Ezekiel chapter 30. This was the word that God gave me today. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy, that is, preach and say, Thus saith the Lord God, how ye were, woe worth the day. For the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near, a cloudy day. It shall be the time of a heathen. And the sword shall come upon Egypt, and great pain shall be in Ethiopia. So if the Ethiopians were Jews, why is God saying this? When the slain shall fall in Egypt, and they shall take away her multitude, and her foundation shall be broken down. Ethiopia and Libya and Lydia and all the mingled people. So God calls them mingled people, like the heathens. And Chub and the men of the land that is in league shall fall with them by the sword. Thus saith the Lord, they also that uphold Egypt shall fall, and the pride of her power shall come down from the tower of Sion, shall they fall in it by the sword, saith the Lord God. And they shall be desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities shall be in the midst of the cities that are wasted. And they shall know that I am the Lord, when I have set a fire in Egypt, and when all her helpers shall be destroyed. Now I want you to turn with me to the book of John. And I have an interesting scripture here, beginning in verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. You know, these were Jews that believed on him, but they did not necessarily believe what he said. You know, they believed what they saw of him. And this is what he said to them, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, or my students. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answer him, you know, in a pompous and arrogant attitude, as the Jews of today are. We be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. Well, yes, they were in bondage. They probably forgot about it, but yes, they were in bondage. That's why God had to deliver them from out of Egypt. But look how arrogant and how pompous they are. How sayest thou you shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the Son abides ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. So you see, they had a different father. Their father was not God, and we'll get to that in a moment. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. Because, you know, they all there was a slandering and a gossiping, you know, around their community that Jesus, you know, was a bastard son and that, you know, that he was not really, you know, the son of Joseph, you know, and whatnot, you know. So that's why they were telling him this, you know, it was like a mockery to Jesus. You know, they said, well, we are not born of fornication, you know. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your father, you would love me. But I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Now notice in verse 44 what he said to them. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convince me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's word. You therefore hear them not because you are not of God. Plain and simple, my friends. You see all those rabbis. You see all those Jews, you know, dressing black. You got to wonder and ask yourself, why are they dressing black? You know, I told you a million times, black is the color of the devil. Everything that is dark and that is black is of the devil, is not of God. I was watching a video today about how the Jews in Jerusalem, they, you know, how do they act, you know, and their behavior, you know, during these festivals and whatnot. They dress up like women. They get drunk, you know. They make a mockery of the religion. You know, they're completely out of whack. In other words, they're satanic. And we're going to get into that in a moment. These are, you know, the Jews that came out of the Rothschild movement. These are Illuminati Jews. These are Zionists. Okay? And these are the kind of Jews that are the direct descendants from the Pharisees. And the Pharisees were not doing anything that God, you know, commanded Israel to do. That's why Jesus said, you make the law of God of no effect by your tradition. And I want you to understand why these Jews are not real Jews per se. They are really Satanists. I want you to come to the book of Revelation with me, chapter 2, and we're going to read in verse 7. And the angel of the church in Philadelphia, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things, saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts and no man opens. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength. In other words, this church is very insignificant. And has kept my word, and has not denied my name. Verse 9, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, these so-called, you know, Jews that are dressing black all the time, these so-called Jews that claim to be rabbis and whatever. You find them, you know, wailing at the wailing wall, you know, and doing all these rituals, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, which will come upon all the world to try them that dwell on the earth. Behold, I come quickly, hold that pass which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And now I would like you to turn with me into the book of Romans. And let's see what Paul has to say here in Romans concerning this topic of the Israelites. Chapter 1, beginning in verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. So in other words, God gave these people his law, his Ten Commandments. He showed them everything that they needed to do, and instead they turned the other way. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood to the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. These Jews, these Israelites, that he took out of Egypt, they are without excuse about God. And yet, 99% of them don't believe that God created the earth and the heavens. 99% of them don't believe anything that is written in Genesis or the book of Moses. Instead, they believe in the Kabbalah, they believe in the Talmud, and they believe in those other stupid, silly books that are occult books that their parents has created. Because that when they knew God, they glorify him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Their foolish heart was darkened. They became satanic Jews and Israelites, professing themselves to be wise. You know, they have so many rabbis and so many teachers of Hebrew and whatnot. They became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. In other words, they started to worship the pagan Babylonian mystery religions instead of the true faith of God. Wherefore, God also gave them unto uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Do you know that I was watching on this video today about Israel, the so-called state of Israel? Not only are they perverse and they're drunkards and they're, you know, and they do all kinds of immorality, but they have the greatest percentage of homosexuals in the world there. You know, it's even worse than San Francisco or any other known part of the world that is extremely homosexual. And prostitution is legal. And, you know, prostitutes there are like around the corner. You know, they are like, it's incredible stuff. What I saw today, what a perverted nation it is. What a horrible nation it is. It's sickening. Now, people are going to think I am anti-Semitic. I don't care what you think, my friends, about me. I don't care what you think. If you think I'm a racist, anti-Semite, whatever you want to think of me, I tell it like it is. Because it's truth will make you free. And all I say on this radio show is the plain and simple truth. I don't beat around the bush. I don't pull any punches. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections, like homosexuality. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, even bestiality. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one towards another. You should see how many homosexual bitches they have over there in Israel. Incredible. All full of men. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense for their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, because they didn't retain God in their knowledge, otherwise they would have understood that Jesus was the Messiah. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. You know, they're so proud. They call themselves, we're the chosen people of God. And you, and the rest of the world, you're a Gentile. You're nothing. You're dirt. That's how they view the rest of the world, my friends. Don't kid yourself. So they're proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For when thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest does the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this of man that judges them which do such things, and does the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? You know, a lot of judges are Jewish. You know, they a lot of attorneys are Jewish. You know, they're always judging people, you know. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of righteousness, judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, righteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that does evil of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that works good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God, for as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law should be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves. We show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, they mean while accursing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God. You know, just like the Pharisees say, oh, you know, I'm so glad that I am a Pharisee, you know, that I know the law, blah, 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 blah. You know, behold, thou art called a Jew and rested in the law and makes thy boast of God and knows his will and approves these things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law. And art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of men which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has a form of knowledge and of the truth of the law, in the law. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest not thyself. In other words, don't be a hypocrite. Don't try teaching others about the law of God and you're not keeping it yourself. Thou hast preached a man should not steal. Dost thou steal? Of course they do. They're the one that have been stealing all the money from the world. Thou hast said a man should not commit adultery. Thou hast committed adultery. Abhors idols. Don't thou commit sacrilege? They have so many idols. Thou that makes thy boast of the law, though breaking the law dishonors thou God. But the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you. As it is written, for circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. You know, I don't care how many locks you have on your hair, how much you are circumcised as a Jew. If you're not keeping the law of God, you're trash, you're garbage. Therefore, if their circumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not a circumcision which is by nature, if we fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter of circumcision does transgress the law? For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, and the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man, but of God. I want to read to you also the First Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 5. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer a spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be confounded. That is Jesus Christ. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, that is the Jews and so forth, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. You know, they got the law, they got everything, but they did not believe Christ. But now, talking to the Christians, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And those are us, my friends, the true church of God. And so before I go, I want to play this hymn so that we can go. So until next time, this is Apostle Yeshua saying goodbye and good night, friends.